We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Are you having a crappy day? Maybe it's not today. Maybe it was yesterday. Well, we've all been there. And that was me last week. And it was as if the universe knew I needed a little pick-me-up. I saw an article on the internet from the Huffington Post. It was called How to Stop a Bad Moment from Destroying Your Whole Day. Experts share tips that work. And you know what? It actually helped my mood. That's what we're talking about in today's podcast. Let's get started.
You're listening to the 50 Shades of K podcast with host Elizabeth K, a podcast designed to empower, enlighten, and entertain with perspectives that most women are thinking, but not always saying. This is 50 Shades of K.
Crappy days are the worst. So last week, it started with, I woke up late. Super fun. Yeah, I know you've been there. And then when I went downstairs, one of my dogs had thrown up, which made me even later. So I already had my mindset that today was just going to be a complete shit day. Then I got into work and the printer wasn't working and the internet was slow. And you know what I mean? It just kind of piles on. So like I mentioned before, I was on the internet and for the morning show, we're always clicking around looking at articles. And all of a sudden, an article showed up from the Huffington Post. It's by Paige Smith. And I laughed at the title, How to Stop a Bad Moment from Destroying Your Whole Day. I was about 2 hours into my day, and nothing had seemed to be going my way just yet. And these weren't even things that I should have gotten that mad about. Nobody died. It's not like I was pulled over by the cops in the morning. But a gentleman by the name of Josh Klapow, a clinical psychologist, said that negative thinking can have a domino effect. Are you nodding your head? Yes, you know exactly what he's talking about. And he said the next event or situation then has a greater chance of being interpreted through this filter, that one bad thing leads to another bad thing, and then you start to feel anxiety or sadness or guilt or anger. And it's like this spiral effect. And even though we can't always control feeling bad about something, we can absolutely control how long we feel bad and how we interpret the situation. So how do you bounce back? They say, number one, observe your emotions. Acknowledge them. Say, I'm pissed. I'm angry. I'm frustrated. But then they say, get curious about why you are feeling this way. Talk yourself through the experience. Number two, remind yourself that you might be interpreting the situation incorrectly. I'm guilty of that. Yep. And a chief psychologist by the name of Simon Rego said that everyone has a tendency to distort neutral situations into negative experiences. Why the heck do we do that? So from reading this part of the article, my takeaway is try to put yourself in that person's shoes. Give someone the benefit of the doubt. Think about what else could be going on. Or think about what could be the best case scenario. And these types of questions can kind of help you get out of your own head. Number three, concentrate on the facts. When you feel overwhelmed, this simple exercise can put things into perspective. In this article, they even suggest go as far as to fold a piece of paper, then write down all the facts of the situation. Things that you know for sure. Put that on the left side, and then on the right side, write down all your worries, assumptions, and fears. Then direct your attention back to the facts. That sort of helps you take your control back instead of letting the situation control your day. Number four, create a positivity practice. Oprah said that if you put together a gratitude list, that really helps you put things in perspective. I've been trying to do more of that because I can get caught up in my own thoughts. I can get anxious too. I stress about things that may not even happen, but a gratitude journal kind of brings you back to your center. Because no matter what you have going on in your life, you have at least one thing you can be grateful for. Number five is not always easy. Get out of your head. If my husband's listening to this, he's laughing because he'll tell me sometimes I get in my own way. Do you do that? The best way I can get out of my head is listen to music. I put together some playlists, a lot of upbeat songs, and I'll listen to that, and it will usually help change my mood. Or maybe go for a run, call a friend, get your nails done, go for a walk. Doing something else to get out of your head or get out of your house or get out of your office, that can help diminish those negative thoughts. And number six, the last point, check in with yourself. Maybe what you're dealing with is really a bigger issue. Maybe it's time to talk to a professional. Maybe it's time to speak up to your family and friends or your workplace and say, I'm taking on too much. I need help. delegate. There are plenty of resources out there, and we're going to link them up at 99.1themix.com. Some of these resources, the Huffington Post mentioned, like websites for the Anxiety and Depression Association of America and the Association for Behavioral and Cognitive Therapies. You are not alone. We've all had crap days. And my hope is that this article maybe will help turn your crappy day into a better one. Thanks so much for listening.
This has been the 50 Shades of K podcast with host Elizabeth K. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with a friend. Make sure to subscribe on iTunes and leave a review. Thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.